This is a short extract from The Art of Rest, How to Find Respite in the Modern Age by Claudia Hammond, read by Kate at the next chapter. At the moment, we suffer from a rest deficit. This was perhaps the most significant finding of the major survey that informs the structure of this book. The survey was called the Rest Test, and 18,000 people living in 135 different countries chose to take part. I will be returning to the rest test later in this introductory chapter, but as I say, among its most important findings was that many of us feel we're not getting enough rest. 2/3 of respondents said this was true of them and that they would like more rest. Women reported getting an average of 10 minutes less time to rest each day than men, and people with caring responsibilities also had less rest. But it was younger people, both men and women, working either shifts or traditional full-time hours, who felt they rested the least. This chimes with a general sense that younger people are stressed out and struggling to cope with life's pressures. In January 2019, a BuzzFeed article called How Millennials Became the Burnout Generation went viral. The journalist, Anne Helen Peterson, began by explaining how there were so many jobs on her to-do list that she had developed errand paralysis, leaving her unable to accomplish any of the tasks. Some older people are dismissive of this angst and label millennials derogatively as snowflakes. But I think Peterson and her generation are onto something. Certainly I can relate to her naming her backlog of emails her inbox of shame, as I currently have 50,449 emails in my inbox. The point is wider than this, though. There's no doubt that being in your 20s today is challenging, with intense competition for university places and jobs, coupled with an all-too-real prospect, depending on where you live, that property prices might mean you will forever be forced to live the itinerant life of a tenant. On top of that, the prospect of this generation becoming more prosperous than their parents is vanishing, and millennials can't expect to benefit from the generous pension schemes that still exist for some of the older generation today. But for every one of these pressures, Generation Xers and Baby Boomers have their own. Millennials might be more open about confessing it, but most, if not all, of us feel stressed out by a seemingly never-ending stream of tasks. Modern work practices, modern lifestyles and modern technology have combined and conspired to make life in the early 21st century ceaselessly demanding. Thanks to our clever phones, we feel forever on call, knowing that even when we do rest, that rest can be interrupted by anyone at any moment. We want to rest more. We could rest more. We are perhaps resting more than we think we are, but we certainly don't feel rested. I'm not especially good at resting myself, or I wasn't until I started focusing on the topic. When I told friends that after writing books covering emotions, time perception, and the psychology of money, I had started writing one on rest, their first reaction was usually, "But you're always working. You never rest." If someone asks me how things are going, I tend to answer, "Fine, busy, too busy, really." This feels true of my life, but how much is it also a claim to status? If you say you are busy, then it implies you are wanted, you are in demand. As the time use researcher Jonathan Gershany puts it, busyness has become a badge of honour. In contrast to the 19th century, in the 21st century it is work and not leisure that gives us social status. Our busyness illustrates just how important we are, but at the same time we feel exhausted. And yet, it is not true that I am working all the time, even when I am supposedly working. While I have been researching and writing this book, I have as often as not been researching.